you ready for Halloween?
Yeah, actually I am. I love the spooky season. I love Halloween. We went over how we've gotten our candy for the house. Mixed results.
These candy tiers.
The candy tiers are ripping this place apart.
Yeah, well, ripping this place apart for sure. A lot of interaction on yesterday's candy tiers on social media. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app, on YouTube. Subscribe on WEEI. You can go find it there. But I feel like on the eve of Halloween.
Yes. All Hallows Eve.
All Hallows Eve. We're rocking costumes, as we've established.
This is also the day that Michael Myers escaped the mental institute.
Yeah.
He escaped. It took him a while to get to Haddonfield.
Did someone?
It took him a day.
Who taught him how to drive?
He innately knew how to drive. He probably watched a lot of people driving. You know how sometimes you just watch stuff happen? You're like, I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that.
I could do that. I think that was Michael Myers
driving,
sitting there.
Like the child who took a car on a joyride and went to Starbucks. Like,
actually did pretty well.
Yeah, they know.
Yeah,
how to
good
do that.
Point.
Yeah.
Actually did pretty well.
Yeah. They just watched their parents. They figured it out. I could do that.
Can't be that hard.
So, costumes tomorrow. I tried mine. It came in the mail. I tried mine on yesterday.
Was it a snug fit?
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think I can sit during tomorrow's program.
Standing only.
I think I'm going to have to stand.
Oh, man, I have a lot of guesses at what Jones is now. I don't want to know. That's the other beauty of nobody knows. Everybody on our show is going to dress up,
but
nobody knows.
I don't know what you are.
I
don't know what Billy and Nick are going to be.
I'll tell you that.
I believe I'm going to have to stand.
Wow.
Yeah.
Does that microphone go high enough?
I don't know.
Or are you going to have to crouch? Can you crouch?
Not well. That's going to be very uncomfortable,
man,
I think.
So you're not Slender Man.
Not
remember when Wembanyama last year went as Slenderman? That was insane.
What a costume.
It was scary.
Yeah. Well, that's having a sense of humor about it, unlike Durant.
Durant does not have a sense of humor about anything. So, all right, interesting. So you can't sit in your costume.
Well, I'm not sure.
Maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe
it might pop.
Man, might pop.
Yeah.
What is he, a balloon?
Like buttons might pop so it's got like one of those little fans in it.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got fans in it.
A T-Rex.
Stay puffed. Stay puffed, right? You can go in there like that.
Yeah.
Little marshmallow man.
Are they dressed? I didn't hear. Is Greg Shaw? Are they dressed up?
I think so. I think Wiggy.
Wiggy for sure dresses up.
Wiggy always dresses up. I think everybody, I don't know for sure. I bet they do. Yeah.
I feel like today, I don't know what it is with the weather, but I feel like today I finally got ready for Halloween. It might be.
It did. It was cool this morning.
It might be. Tell me if this is a faux pas. It might be that we finally in the Jones family carved pumpkins last night. Is that too late to carve a pumpkin?
No, I think that night, the day before, one of my sister-in-laws was in town this weekend, so she and the girls carved them Sunday. So I don't know if they're going to last.
You got your pumpkins in like August.
Early pumpkins. You got the pumpkin patch.
You got your pumpkins a long time ago. You said it, and I said, boy, that's early to get
some
pumpkins.
Early, but they look good.
You push back. They still look good?
Yeah, right now, knock on wood. Get a couple squirrels in there and see what happens. No, they're all right. I don't know if they're going to make it.
Our minds haven't torn them apart.
No, the urine's in the backyard. The pumpkins are in the front yard. They don't cross. They don't cross over. So, no, I think we're going to be all right. They look pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they got for one of them. So one of them, my 5-year-old daughter just kind of like freehanded carved it. It actually looks legit good.
Really?
Yeah. And then the other one was like a stencil that they picked out. So it looks pretty like professional.
Nice.
It's like not something that I could do.
Yeah, so we finally carved them last night. I felt like that was late, but you're telling me that's acceptable.
No, I think it's good.
All right, when are you supposed to carve a pumpkin? Let me know on the text line. 37937. No.
You smashing seeds?
We did seeds.
You didn't eat the seeds?
No.
The seeds are actually
seeds
one
are
of
gross.
The, well, Kat, Jones, let me tell you something.
Kat
right now.
And I did the seeds a few years ago, but the first time I had done it since I was
nice
maybe
moment.
A child. Not good.
They're very good for you. No, it is. You and her are doing the seeds together.
Yeah.
It's they're very healthy. It's actually
9 months later, Lucas was born.
Seeds everywhere.
Yeah.
The goop from inside the pumpkin everywhere. No, the seeds have tremendous nutritional value. So
except they're gross. There's a lot of things that have great nutritional value that are disgusting and
quinoa?
I don't want to eat.
Yeah, probably. Quinoa?
Sure. No, I don't.
It's a superfood, I think.
Yeah, it is a superfood. But there's a lot of stuff out there that's good for you that I want to eat, pumpkin seeds included.
So we put the pumpkin seeds out on a thing, put them in the you put them in the oven for a little bit, you take them out. Just eating them as a little snack. Every time you walk by, a little handful.
What
of
do you put
seeds.
On there? Salt?
Yeah.
Sprinkle. That's not enough. That's what I'm telling you. Some people are like, I put this seasoning on there. I put that. I'm like, that's too much work. That's probably tasty.
No, you don't need to do a whole cook thing.
A little salt, not enough. That's
not
enough.
You hollow out the pumpkin, that's the hard part anyway. Get all the goop and the guts out so you can carve it.
My arm is tired. I'm not going to lie, my arm is tired.
A little bit.
Right, I did that. Yeah.
Sore today?
Yeah, a little bit.
Happens.
I need to come in with like a pitcher's ice pack.
Are you going to do it's all taped up?
What'd you do? You throw 95?
One pumpkin.
I carved a pumpkin.
No, carved a pumpkin.
It was a big pumpkin.
Now, do you go real candle inside the, or do you go fake candle?
Very much fake candle, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So they set it up the other night because they wanted to see him, and they had like two real candles on like our wood steps. I'm like, I don't know if I love this as a plan. Wait, this seems outrageous. They're like, oh, no, just for like a second. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to leave to go trick-or-treating and come back. Our front porch is going to be on fire.
Our house will be gone.
Yeah, correct.
But at least the ermines are gone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you
and
let
me
know.
And the hornets, you'll smoke those out.
I'm happy we agree on this. I thought you were going to be a little like, oh, you're not in the Halloween spirit. You're carving your pumpkins too late. Yep. You're not giving your kid the joy of Halloween. But okay, you're saying that's okay.
I think so.
All right, good.
Yeah, have a good time.
You can weigh in on that. 37937. Costumes tomorrow. I'd encourage you to be watching on Twitch.tv.
Twitch. And then we'll...
/BostonWEE.
And we'll take some photographs as well. And we'll
post those out on social media.
Yeah, of course. Of course we will. So don't feel left out if you can't get to the Twitch or the YouTube.
I'll be standing, of course.
Yeah, apparently.
That's what we'll be doing. But yeah, you can watch on YouTube as well. Just subscribe to WEEI. Interact on Twitter, Jones and Keith, and on Instagram as well. You can text the show 37937, or you can dial us up 617-779-7937. You heard Gerard Mayo there off the top, Keith. Four wins?
Yeah, that was back. When was that? That was one of the first... interviews he did with the Greg Hill show. It was like January. It was a long time ago.
Oh, it was that long ago?
Oh, I think it was.
Oh, I thought it was during the preseason. It was that long ago?
No, it was. He had not had the job very long, I don't think. But yeah, that was, I believe I have here January 22nd.
Oh, that's way longer. I thought that was in the preseason.
No.
Okay, that's right when he got the job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was Burn Some Cash.
Burn Some Cash Day. Yeah.
You could make the case that maybe he's actually walked those comments back because they, in fact, did not burn cash. And maybe he had five wins in his mind, considering that, like, hey, we'll be a player in free agency, right?
Right.
He's like the Anakin and Padme meme, where he's like, we're going to burn some cash, right? Right. She's just like, no, we're not going to burn any cash.
We're not doing that.
So we're going to resign all of our old players.
Maybe in his mind, that's a good point. Maybe in his mind, he thinks he's distanced himself from that because, well, they didn't spend money like you thought they were going to. So what? Now we're going to win more than four games? Well, you said it.
You did.
You said you're on the record. They're going to win more than four games this year.
But also, it's the way he said it where it was like, obviously, more than four games.
Yeah, four games?
Which,
what are we, trash?
Even at that time, I thought it was strange to have that kind of confidence in the team. Like, they...
Yeah, well, it turns out, Keith, he doesn't really think through a lot of what he says.
Oh, right.
It turns out he just kind of says stuff, which is fine. I mean, that's useful in the radio industry.
Yeah.
I don't know how useful that is as a head coach.
He might be a better host than coach.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. Look, he's worked in the media before.
Yeah.
That might be a good spot for him. But it turns
Mayo
out.
Mayo Mondays could turn into like a regular thing where he's just straight up on the Greg show for 4 hours.
Yeah. Steer clear of 10 to 2 there, Mayo.
Yeah.
Save some
jobs for the rest of us.
Exactly. Stay on our side of the street. but I'm not sure he really thinks it through all that much as we've come to find out.
Yeah.
But, okay, four wins. They're at two.
Midway point of the year.
Thank you.
Yep.
Very winnable game this week in Tennessee. Are they going to be able to pay off on that guarantee? That's a guarantee by Gerard Mayo.
A guarantee.
They're going to win more games than a year ago. So they've beaten Cincinnati and the Jets. They have Tennessee.
No, I like to look at it as they beat Joe Burrow and Aaron Rodgers.
That's how I look at it. I like to look at it as the Jets and Bengals beat themselves, but whatever, that's fine.
They're horrible.
Fine.
Well, I don't know if the Bengals are horrible, but they start horrible.
The Jets are horrible. The Bengals are way worse than we thought.
Also, Jets are favored tomorrow now?
Yeah.
Against the Texans?
I thought we talked about it earlier in the week they were favored.
We did. No, I thought they were.
So that was before Diggs was officially out. It was Houston was a slight favorite.
They were a slight favorite.
Now the Jets are favored.
They were like +1.5. Now they're -1.5. Like, I feel like it's too good to be true.
Nick emptied the account. Texans
all
money line
$26.35.
It turns out
he's all in at the hold'em table.
He just loves to bet. He loves to empty the account on Houston. As it turns out.
Hey, it worked once.
Yeah, he did it against the Patriots.
Foolproof then.
Doing it again. Yeah, how could that fail?
I heard Courtney has her parlay set for tomorrow.
I did not hear that. She's got another one set.
Six-legger.
Oh, good. She's scaling back a little bit.
She asked Chaim if she could change the bet. And Chaim's like, what? She's like, can I add one to it? He's like, well, no. He's like, you could cancel it.
Yeah.
It's early enough to lose money. No, I think right now.
You're going to get the full money back?
You might because it's so far. The game's tomorrow.
Maybe this tells you something about my bets, but like the second I lock in a bet, it's already like.
We got it.
No, I mean.
Give me that.
I've already lost like half of it. I've lost like 50% every time I lock it in.
It's like a new car off the lot.
I can only get half a ham back.
True.
If I bet a ham, I'm only getting half a ham back like the second they lock it in.
Give me that.
She.
What?
Give me that.
Those are all the apps on my
phone. Every app.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just surprised that the Texans, even with their wide receiver issues, are expected to lose to that team. But anyway, yeah, so the Patriots, to your point, are 2-6. Now, last year at this time, 2-6.
Mm-hmm.
They also started 2-10 and still won 4 games.
Yeah.
So I guess you could look at it that way and be like, hey,
they got time.
They could continue to fall apart a little bit.
We got all the time in the world. Yeah. So, Keith, here's what's remaining on the schedule.
All right.
Tennessee.
One of the worst teams in football.
Okay. At Chicago.
The middle of the pack.
Yeah, I don't feel as good about that game as I did at the beginning of the
good
year.
Good for the Patriots, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Caleb Williams is pretty good.
Their defense is really good. Not, yeah. I mean, you know, final play of the game against Washington notwithstanding.
Yeah.
And Tyree Stevenson notwithstanding, their defense is really good.
He's very, Caleb Williams is very inconsistent. So, like, he had the game against Jacksonville where he was insane. And then he's had a bunch of other games where you're like, he didn't really do much, even with those receivers that he has.
So, Chicago, we feel, is a loss. Are we giving them the Tennessee win?
I'm not going to give them the win. I think it's very, very winnable.
With Drake May, would you give them the win?
Yes.
I probably would too, but I don't think he's playing, so I can't give them Tennessee.
Because Tennessee has kind of like the Bears, I guess. They have a good defense, but they have a much worse offense.
Yeah.
They have a horrible offense.
Yeah. They hung with Detroit for like a quarter last week.
Yeah, they're there.
It was 14-14.
52-14
yeah,
final.
Yeah, then Detroit hit the accelerator.
That's your final.
I don't have him winning either of these games. If Drake May's starting, then come talk to me.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll get an update today. Gerard Mayo's going to talk shortly after 11
true.
O'clock. The Rams, they're home against the Rams on November 17th.
So the Rams got their two stud receivers back last week, so they're a lot different team. If you played them without Kupp and Nacua, maybe. Now, I'll probably take the Rams.
No longer a winnable game. I don't feel good about that game at all,
nope.
Whereas a couple of weeks ago I did.
Feel much better.
At Miami, November 24th with Tua back.
Tua has never lost to the Patriots. I heard that in the Keys once. So I feel like they're a much, much different team, as we've seen. There's been plenty of evidence with the other quarterbacks. So now there is three games there for Tua to also get hurt. I'm not even making a joke. It's just like there's three games that he has to survive.
Assuming Tua is going to start that game might be dangerous, but now he's starting. If you were playing them today, which you're not, you would be getting Tua. I wouldn't give him that game.
No, and they lost already without Tua. Now, that was the ugliest game ever. Could have gone either way, but they lost it. And now this one's going to be in Miami, so no, I don't like that one.
Okay. How about the Colts, December 1st, at home, but now it's Joe Flacco.
It's Flacco. Oh, if it was Anthony Richardson, I'd be like, yeah, they probably win. Maybe he gives them that game.
All three of those games for me flipped in the last week.
Yeah.
Kupp and Nacua came back. I can't give him the Rams game anymore. Tua's back for Miami, which I think we always kind of assume, but we didn't know.
Right.
And now it's Flacco again for the Colts. I'm giving them none of those games.
So out of those five, the most winnable is Sunday.
This week.
Yeah.
And it's Brissett.
And I'm not, no, that's what I'm saying. I'm not handing them that win either, but that's clearly the best chance.
Even if you are handing them that game, we only have them at three.
Yeah, right.
Bye week.
Win.
Can't lose.
Nope.
Arizona, at Arizona, December 15th.
Although with this team, the bye week, what are these knuckleheads going to, what are they going to get into?
That's
what's
a good point.
Where are they going? I mean, what's going to happen?
They have a game this week, and Devon Godchild's at the Yankee game last night.
Big baseball fan.
For God's sakes, loves baseball. So he's in New York last night. Great.
Well, hopefully we can talk to him on Friday about it.
Only a four-hour drive. No, we should. Actually, if we get him on Friday, we should.
Yeah.
At Arizona, you feeling good about that one?
No. I actually like Kyler Murray, and Marvin Harrison's had a nice season. And that's at Arizona.
Don't like it. At Buffalo.
I don't like the Buffalo games.
No chance.
No.
Okay. Home against the Chargers?
Yeah, the Chargers, I think, are better than them and for sure are better than them. I mean, they're not like a dominant wagon of a team, but I would take the Chargers.
The only way you're beating Buffalo week 18 is if Buffalo's sitting everybody, and they probably won't be because they won't have the one seed locked up, I don't think.
Like,
they're two games behind
Kansas
City right now.
No, that's the thing. With only one bye, more teams are playing to the end.
It changes week 18 a lot.
Yep.
So, Keith, we have Tennessee as kind of a toss-up. We have them losing everything else.
No, I mean, I love the under 4.5. I loved it the beginning of the season. As the season has played out, you're like, hey, they got a little bit of spark with Drake May. All right, he's probably going to miss a game. We'll see. Even once he took the job. What do you think? Does anybody think there's three more wins on the table? Now, again, if Tua gets hurt, if Anthony Richardson's back if Cooper Kupp's hurt, you can do that game all you want.
Yeah, there are
as it stands right now.
There are three or four winnable games, but am I picking them to win any of them?
No. Because every other team that is playing the Patriots looks at it, and if they were doing this exercise in Chicago, Tennessee,
win.
L.A., Pats, thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God, Pats.
Win, cover, blow them out.
Yep.
Basically a week off.
100%.
That's how the opponents are looking at all these
games. Maybe the Pats cover a couple of these games. Maybe they don't. They've also gotten waxed a handful of times, so... You know, this halfway point, them getting to over four wins, which is what Mayo was saying all those many months ago, it seems very unlikely.
No, not saying. Guaranteed.
Guaranteeing. Guaranteed.
Guaranteeing.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Like more wins next season than this past season? Like, is that?
I do feel that way.
Okay. So we got you on
you
record.
You got me on record.
Yeah. All right.
That we're going to win more than four games?
Yeah.
I'm on record.
You're on record?
Absolutely.
All right, good. All right, good. All right.
That's the sound of a not broken man. That's the sound of a man who still had that flicker in his eye, that hope. That's a non-broken man.
It's less than 1 year ago. How quickly things can change.
I'm assuming he's regretting that.
Uh-huh.
I would assume he's regretting that now because we have them losing out.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you give them Tennessee, they're still not going to get to more than four, never mind even four.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see this shaking out? 617-779-7937. And what does it mean for Jerod Mayo if he can't pay off on that guarantee? How important is this week when you look at the schedule, Keith?
I think it's huge.
Nothing is a must win for this team, but to get to that number for Jerod Mayo, in that sense, it is a must win.
No, I think it is huge. Now, I also thought the Miami game was huge. I thought the Jacksonville game was huge, and they sort of lost those games. But I guess the reason why I would say that this game is huge is, as we just sort of outlined, it is the most winnable on paper. But also, is the game – so you call your team soft – you respond by beating a division opponent at home in a close game. Mm-hmm. You basically a walk-off win. And is that a one-off? Is that it? Is that done? Is like the message gone?
Feels like it.
Could be. Yeah, for sure could be.
I mean, it feels that way.
I'm not going to bet real money on the Patriots winning on Sunday. But if you win two in a row after that.
Keith, they got called out. They won a game. Mayo gave them the Monday off, and now Godchild's taking in Yankee games. So if they lose on Sunday, it feels like it was a one-off. Yes.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing is the nature of football, with the one game a week, you get really high after the win. You get really low after the loss because you don't have the next night. You know, Tatum shoots poorly, you know, one night. Well, guess what? He's back out there tomorrow and he can change it, and like everything changes in football. You're kind of living in this, but if they just lose, you're like, hey, that was great, this awesome win. You know, they show the owner's box, the crafts are all fired up, they're excited for this game, Mayo's excited for this game, they storm the field. Then you lose to Tennessee, who has one win. Like, where does that just sucks that joy.
I mean,
you lived it, you had it, but now it's gone. And then you look back on it, and you're like, well, how good was even that?
It is a fair question. Here's a good question for you, Keith. 37937. Does four wins and a tie count for the over?
No.
No?
No, that's why it's 4.5. He says we're going to win more than four games.
We're going to win more
than
four games.
And the Vegas over-under wouldn't pay.
Nope, that's true.
4.5 is no the
ties.
Win total.
No ties, text line.
No.
No, you can't.
Ties as good as a loss in this game.
Yeah, can't wriggle out of that one. Nope. 617-779-7937. How many more wins for the Patriots? Their coach guaranteed 5. Can you find them? We just went through the schedule.
No,
we can't find them.
I don't see them.
And they better get one this week if they want to get to that number that Mayo guaranteed. 617-779-7937. You can jump in there. We have reports that the Patriots are looking to add at the trade deadline. We also want to get to Drake May and his timeline for a return. So those are on the table for you today. We'll also get to the World Series game last night, not just Devon Godchild sitting front and center, but also Yankees fans being subhuman garbage at the game last night. And I have a question about some fantasy football etiquette that I want to get into a lot for you here on a Would You Rather Wednesday. Jones and Keith, you can dial us up 617-7937. You can text the show at 37937 on Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keith. Chat along, watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI there. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and we'll get back to the deadline. Sounds like the Patriots could be looking to add. That's right after trending.